I would like to thank my dear friends, Rabbi Moshe Haykins and Rabbi Chanan Zon, for inviting me to speak to all of you on this very, very important topic of Nicham Avelim. I would like to tell you a very interesting Gemara and just give you my perspective on it. The Gemara is in Yevamos Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and many of us know this Chazal. Shloisha Simonim Yesh Be'umazu. There are three signs, three characteristics of this nation, the Jewish nation. One is Harachmonim. They are compassionate, caring people. The second is Baishonin. They're sensitive, understated, modest. And the third is Goimli Chasodim. They do favors. Now, it's very interesting the order of these three characteristics. I would have thought that perhaps it should be a different order, because when one is a Rachman, he's doing something for somebody else. When one is a Goimli Chesed, when he does favors, he's doing something for somebody else. I would have imagined those two should have been together. The thing about Baishonin is the recipient of the Chesed. Somebody is modest, somebody is sensitive. That's a characteristic about a person himself, not something that he's doing to somebody else. So how does Baishonin get right there in the middle? Rachmonim, Baishonim, and Goimli Chasodim. And I think Chazal are telling us something very important. That when you do a favor to someone, whether you mavaka chayla, or you menachem oval, or you lend them money, understand that he's a baishan. That's right in the middle of all the chesed that you're doing. You're being a rachman, you're being a goimli chesed, that's great. But just remember the person who's the recipient. He's sensitive. He's modest. He's got feelings. You can't make him feel like you're lulav and you're esrig. You can't do a favor or do a mitzvah and make him feel that he's the recipient of it. You have to be sensitive. That's why it's sandwiched right in there in the middle. And I think that's very important when we speak about Nicham Avelim. You're coming to the home of people that are so sad. They've lost either a parent, a sibling, Rachmana Litzlan, a child. It's terrible. The world has ended for them. And you have to be sensitive. The way you dress, the way you speak, the way you act in the presence of Avelim. I want to share with you an amazing thing. The Maseilas Yeshurim in Perik Chof has a topic called Mishkal HaChasidus, the way to weigh piety and kindness. And he says like this, Mashatzarach Lohavin, what a person has to understand, Ke'ein lo dun divrei ha-chassidus. You say somebody is a pious, kind person. That's really what chassidus means. Al marei an harishain, at first glance. Ela tzorech la'ayin, you have to think about it. What is going to be the result? And ad heichon ha-maisa magiyos. How far is it going to reach that which you're doing? Ki l'pa'amim, sometimes ha-maisa ba'atzma yirah ta'iv. It looks like a good thing. You're coming to be mavaka chayla. You're coming to be menachem oval. But because the outcome is bad, because after you leave, the person feels worse than when you came there. You shouldn't, don't do it all together. And if you act in a certain way that you make either the chayla or the ovel feel terrible, you're a sinner and not a pious person. And that's teaching us a great lesson. When you walk into the ovel's home, he is the focus, or she is the focus, not you. You don't begin talking about what you went through. That's not what we're here about. We're not telling your stories. We are talking only about the Ovel. And so I want to give you some guidelines that I think are so important when we come to be Menachem Ovel. The first thing is to remember to talk about the Nifter. If you knew the person, then you can share some memories. Was it a Rebbe of yours? Was it a friend of yours? Was it somebody who you davened with in shul and you were impressed with him? Did you work with the person? Any connection that you had is a wonderful way to begin to talk to the Ovel. Talking about your connection to the Ovel. Now, sometimes you have a good friend or even a relative who's sitting Shiva and you really didn't know the person who passed away. So then what you should do, and a great question is, tell me something about the person. What do you think was so important? What did the Maspidim say, the ones who gave eulogies? Again, not focusing on the illness that you had that was similar to the Chaylas. Nobody cares. And even more important, it's not relevant. The only thing to talk about is the Nifter. And not about the Yankees and the Mets, and not about all your friends that are gathering. Sometimes a Nicham Avelim home looks like a club. Everybody's coming there. All that's missing is the beer and the pretzels. That's not what it's all about. What it's all about is talking about the Nifter. And if you don't know who he was, ask what the Maspidim said. You know what's a beautiful thing also? There are many people who cannot express their thoughts. And sometimes they come to an Avel's home and they just can't say how much that person really meant. Either they're embarrassed or they're not eloquent enough. Write them a letter. You cannot imagine how many people receive these letters weeks and months after the person who was dear to them passed away, and they save these letters. They put them in an album. They read them on the yard site. I remember one of the greatest Machan Chais that ever lived, Zahava Bronstein. Allah Shalom, what a great lady she was. And of course, I had the opportunity to speak on the same programs with her many, many times. She was a great lady, and of course I came to be Menachem Avel. But then they showed me so many people wrote letters, so many students, so many colleagues, so many other principals, and they saved these letters and they read them every single yard site. What a beautiful way to express your feelings, and it makes it so memorable for the family. You know, a lot of people do. They ask questions about the illness. Who cares? It's over, right? What's the difference who the doctor was, and what's the difference how the illness started and how it all came? That's not what it's about. The person lived 60, 70 years, and even if they lived less, the main thing is their life, not how they died, not how they were sick. Those are irrelevant questions, and they're very painful sometimes for the family to relive. So don't pry about that. That's not really what the person was all about. Never, ever criticize the doctor that they had. I mean, all of us know wonderful doctors, and unfortunately, there are doctors that are not so great. So don't say, I should have had another doctor. Oh, you should have taken the health treatment. You should have gone to that country where they have a certain medication. That's the wrong thing to say. Even if you mean it well, then the next time you know somebody that's sick, tell it not to the sick person, tell it to the family. But here at the Beis Avel, that's not the thing to do. You know what people say? And it's terrible. I know how you feel. That is awful. Don't tell me you know how that person feels. Somebody who loses a mother, who was very close to their mother. If you haven't lost your mother, you can't say I know how you feel. And the worst of all is chas v'shalom, if somebody has lost a child, you cannot tell anybody I know how you feel. Because you don't know. A spouse, how could you tell anyone? You know how you feel if you're still married. Baruch Hashem, we should all always be married till 120. But the idea is, I know how you feel is a very insensitive thing to do. You know what the Rambam tells us? It's an incredible Rambam. I love this Rambam. The Rambam is teaching us how to be Menachem Avel. And the Rambam tells us, he says, and I want to tell you, Hilchos Avel, Perik Yud Gimel, Perik Halacha Gimel, Ketzad Menachemim Eso Avelim. How are you supposed to be Menachem the Avel? You talk and you speak about the person, as we said. As soon as the Avel makes a mark with his head, he moves his head a bit. Shuv eina menachmen rishoin leishev aitzlei. Don't sit too long. Shelo yatrichuhu yosemidai. You know, Benjamin Franklin had an expression, fish and visitors smell after 3 days. Well, nobody's going to be Menachem Avel for 3 days, but the point is there's only a limit to how long you should be there. I remember when my mother, Allah Shalom, was Nifter, and she was a great lady, and I had so much to say, and there were so many people who had wonderful things to say. There was a fellow who, a lovely guy, he sat there for 2 days in a row. I didn't mind because he was sitting in the back. It's not that he sat up front. He just wanted to hear about my mother, which was very impressive to me. But otherwise, if you're right up front by the Avelim, that's it, 20 minutes, unless they really want you to stay. But otherwise, you have to curtail it. That's what the Rambam is telling us. Don't be a tircha on the Avelim. There's another thing. Don't stare. If you have nothing to say, come, say Hamokim Menachem, and be out of there. Say maybe one or two words, whatever you can say. Sometimes there's just nothing to say. Somebody, I remember, Rachmana Litzlan, a fellow, I was so friendly with him in Lakewood. I don't want to say the name because I'm going to say something that his wife said. And he was killed in a terrible, tragic accident. And she told me afterwards, people would come and they would just sit there and stare at her and stare at the kids. And it was so uncomfortable. They didn't know what to say. And it's true. Many children, teenagers and younger and even adults don't know what to say. So you just come and you're there for them a few minutes and then leave. Don't stare. It makes the Avelim feel very uncomfortable. And obviously that's not what you want to do. I once heard something fabulous. And you should write this down. The word listen And the words silent are spelled with the exact same letters. I know you don't believe me. Write it down. You'll see. When you go to a Beis Avel, be silent. Listen. That's what you're supposed to do. Try to get the Avelim to talk. That's the main thing. Or listen to those people who are talking about the Avelim, how special they really were. But don't talk about yourself. It's not a question of talking. It's a question of bringing out the godless of that person who passed away. Now I want to talk about a different thing, which I think is very, very important. Unfortunately, I've had to sit Shiva for both my father and my mother over the years. And I can tell you that one of the saddest times is not even during the Shiva. Shiva is a great thing that Chazal were masakin. What an unbelievable thing. And I must tell you, I always feel bad for those people who only have like 1 hour to sit before Yontif or just 1 or 2 days. That's the halacha, and I'm sure Chazal had their reasons for it. After all, the Yontif is so great that it overtakes the Avelis. But there's a certain catharsis. There's a certain facing the reality that Avelim feel when they are sitting Shiva for 7 days and so many, many people come to talk to them. But you know what happens after the Shiva? It's awful. It's so quiet. The house is quiet. The wife is looking at the husband's suits and the place he sat on Shabbos. And she can see him all over the place, except he's not there. And the same thing. The husband sees the wife's clothing, her shoes, her dresses, where she cooked. It's Gehenna on this earth. It's Gehenna on this earth after the Shiva. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Not only Nichem Avelim, call them after the Shiva. Come and visit with permission. And be available, but don't be aggressive. There are many different people that like their privacy. You know, there was a fellow whose wife passed away. I used to invite him for Shabbos many times with his kids. And after a while he said, you know, I know you mean well, but we want our privacy. And you have to respect that. There are some people who feel they want to be part of the community and they want to be invited. And that's great. You can do that. Invite them for Shabbos. Invite them for Yontif. Just show them that you're thinking about them. Again, as we started, they are bishonim. They are sensitive. Don't push and say, hey, how come you don't want to come for Shabbos? You shouldn't be lonely. Listen, you shouldn't be in their position. When you're in their position, then you'll think about it, and then we'll talk. But one thing is for sure. Be sensitive to their feelings. They want privacy? Fine. Just let them know that you're available for them. Here's another thing that you can show them that you care. Especially a young mother who's nebuch lost a husband. Call her when you're going shopping. Tell her, I'm in the grocery store. I'm going shopping. Is there anything I can get you? Maybe you want me to take your kids with, you know, just to go shopping. Let them take them off your hands for a while. You know, we'll go to 7-Eleven, get a Slurpee, or we'll go to the ice cream store and get an ice cream or whatever. But the idea is, again, show them. Don't be aggressive, but be available. That's very important. Another thing is, as we said, invite them anytime. You can invite them for Shabbos and for Yontif, but allow them their privacy and allow them their dignity. One thing that's so important, especially if a husband is the one that passed away, is make sure that the family still has a hachnosa. They still have their parnosa. Now, of course, you may not be the business person and you may not be involved in their business, but you've got to get other people involved to make sure that the finances are the same as when the person was alive. There are many, many people today who don't have insurance. It's a tragedy, and every person should have life insurance. But unfortunately, we know people that don't, and we know that there's some people that are privately employed. And if they're not here, all of a sudden the hachnos of the family falters. And that's our obligation, to be there for them as well. I just want to end just with this thing. And of course, there's no happy way to end a talk on Avelis, obviously. It's not a happy topic. And that's why I think that Rabbi Haykins and Rabbi Zone deserve so much credit for putting together this great, great video that hopefully will be inspirational and will be a guide to thousands around the world. I remember one night, Friday night, I was in London in Golders Green, and I was speaking to Rebbetzin Amelie Jacobowitz, a brilliant woman, a charismatic woman, and she had lost her husband, Rabbi Dr. Emanuel Jacobowitz, who was a personal friend of my father, Olav Shalom. So I felt very close to the family, and Rabbi Jacobowitz's son-in-law, Sammy Hamburger, was like a brother to me. So I remember we were walking Friday night, and Rebbetzin Jacobowitz said something so painful. She said, "The happiest days of the year have become the saddest." What a thought. The happiest day. What's the happiest day of the year? Pesach, you're sitting at a Seder. All of a sudden now, the family's sitting without a father, without a grandfather, without a husband. What's Hanukkah? Without the whole family being together. And now the Almana and the Yesemim and the Yesemis, they're doing Hanukkah Licht alone. And I want to tell you know what's the saddest yontif of all? You wouldn't believe. It's not Pesach because people get invited, and it's not Sukkot because there are outings, and it's not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because people are in shul. The saddest is Hanukkah. Because every night, you can't invite everybody every night. So there are going to be some nights when these almanas and these yesaimim and these yesaimis, they're going to be alone. You got to think about that. Call them, bring them gifts, invite them to your house. Obviously, you're not going to invite them every night of the 8 nights of Hanukkah. But just remember to the Avelim, the happiest days of the year have been the saddest. The greatest thing that we can do is takabi rachmanim and baishanim and gomel chasodim. Let's remember baishanim is right there in the middle. And that's when the Gemara says, we want to be like Hashem. Mahu racham afata racham. Just like Hashem is a compassionate one, we want to be compassionate. Hashem should help that we shouldn't need this video. That we shouldn't, there shouldn't be any more avelim. And that'll happen by tchias ha-mesim. And that's the greatest hope that we can daven for, that taka all those who passed away will be reunited with their families. Hashem should bless all of you for doing the great mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. But just remember, before you go to an Oval's house, stop for a moment and think, what's it about? Is it about you or it's about them? Remember, it's about them. Thank you.